America Weekend.
Smith Sabatino, Roland here, Carl over there, and Carl, we have an interesting guest.
We do. Velma Ann Ruth. She is president and founder of ABS Community Research, a 501c3 not-for-profit, where she manages charitable funds for water, health, alternative energy, and local agricultural development between Latin America and Africa. Velma has worked with multiple United Nations and D.C. institutions. Velma has a master's in psychology and criminal justice, and she was awarded ambassador for peace in 2013 by the United Nations Economic and Social Council affiliate work in NGO. This is remarkable, and a remarkable young woman. By the way, I mention this only because here's a person, and you and I have talked about this during the course of the last 4 weeks, who has boots on the ground. When we talk about water, and we're going to discuss water today and her projects in that particular area. Velma, by the way, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
I was mentioning your background, but also mentioning to Roland, you are an individual with boots on the ground. We can discuss, and there are many people we can bring on this show who can talk about the problems around the world, but you have been there, and that does make a difference. But we want to talk about water today. Give us a sense of the water question and the projects that you are currently working on in Africa today.
Great. Oh, we have actually a waiting list of NGOs, village associations, and actually governments that are in desperate need of water resources. And we've reviewed a portfolio of different types of technologies, as you know, it's really important and it's been a longstanding issue for many decades to figure out what's the appropriate type of water technology that's going to meet the needs of these people who have access to maybe at best 25 to 50 gallons of water per week, which is about 1% of the access that we have in America. So what happens is overseas in these countries from Latin America, throughout the Caribbean, Africa, and beyond, that water resources promote the lack of water resources promotes poor sanitation and advances many life-threatening diseases such as typhoid and cholera for billions of people. And further, a leading cause of death among children under age 5 abroad is dysentery or diarrhea, which is primarily due to ongoing consumption of seriously contaminated water. So we can literally save millions of children's lives by providing immediate access to clean water and preventing disease. And this is exactly the issues that are consistent between a number of different countries that they've been requesting assistance for. In particular, one of the country programs that we have at the top in Africa is for Ghana. We are working on water installations in direct support to the Kanungo Mengpong Diocese, which is under the leadership of Bishop Joseph Bonsu. And they have 9 medical clinics. So our first project with them is advancing 2 water installations in particular for the Pope John Paul II Medical Center in Jamasi and the St. Joseph's Clinic in Abrera. So by providing water resources, for the clinic so that they can have effective medical treatments, such as birthing or surgery that doesn't, contaminate or promote disease in the patient when they're undergoing these treatments. We also have a very serious allocation of water resources for the people, reaching a couple of thousand persons per day.
You know, Velma, you say that everybody has the right to, or you're trying to give them unlimited access to clean water. And the edict, of course, from the United Nations is that a basic human right is the right to access to clean water. But, how can we possibly do that in third world countries that don't have the technology that we have?
Absolutely. This is really seriously a matter of infrastructure. And, a number of organizations are incredibly committed to advancing water development. And, first of all, I think it's important to have a coalition of these organizations working together and finding the right solutions, but not only immediate, but long term. And it's really a growth process So when we look at water, it's a breaking ground initiative for, you know, other areas like health, development, medical development, agriculture, you know, assisting schools, you know, promoting education, even in the waterworks areas. So it's bit by bit. It's not all at once. It's, you know, it's project by project over time.
Explain a bit about the question of purification solutions by World Water Solar. This is an interesting project I know you've worked on, which utilizes GE technology and solar power. Let's talk a bit about that. That's a practical solution to a problem. If it may just be local, but it is a practical solution. Explain this equipment and what you're trying to do with it.
Absolutely. The Mobile Max Pure system by World Water Solar arrives in a location as similar to a box, where the solar panels open up, the piping is placed in a body of water, and then purified potable water begins to generate in 30 minutes. This is a self-contained solar-powered water purification system that's capable of purifying up to 30,000 gallons per day. It requires a water source, such as a canal or a well, an open space for sunlight to hit the solar panels, water storage for the treated water, and security, respectively, but a light amount. The system uses solar panels to generate electricity to power the pump that draws source water through a series of filters and ultraviolet lights into a holding tank for distribution. This is a standard four-filter, four-phase GE water filtration system. Yep, and the solar panels can generate 3.3 kilowatts of power daily, including extra power that charges internal, environmentally safe gel pack batteries. The system can work after the sun sets, which that's a common issue for solar, is that it'll work for only about 12 hours out of the day. But with these environmentally safe gel packs, we can have 24-hour electricity.
Two questions for you, Velma. Roland Smith here. Hmm? All of this costs money. Where does that come from?
That's a wonderful question. Actually, you know, recently I was offered, and one of our groups was offered an opportunity to do a fundraiser in Miami with a young philanthropist, a friend of mine who is very close with a number of celebrities. And, you know, while I take a great respect, you know, to his friendships and, you know, and his heart for, you know, giving and cultivating matching gifts, you know, also it's really important to have transparency. So by having this really, you know, wonderful upcoming event in Miami, we're also going to be exhibiting the technology so that folks can participate. Really, it's a matter of, you know, team effort, like between the sponsors. So whether it's celebrities, their foundations, individual sponsors, churches, I also have another offer to do a fundraiser at a series of local churches in the D.C. metro area, where every little bit counts, but that the transparency and accountability for long-term and our long-term participation in the project is crucial, I think, to that philanthropic partnership.
How much water does an individual person need each day, and how are you going to get people to contribute enough money to care about how much water each person gets each day in a country they don't even know about?
Well, first of all, what we really, you know, as Carl mentioned, boots on the ground. One of the ways that I work with the boots on the ground is through the diaspora. A lot of times folks come to the U.S. from their home country and they see how wonderful it is, you know, to be in America, and they just want to forget life at home. However, the groups that we're working with are committed to supporting their communities at home. And this includes some groups that are actually designated or individuals that are referred by their governments, like in South Sudan, who have suggested working with their diaspora and their NGOs to participate overseas, that are already engaged with groups like the Real Medicine Foundation in development. So essentially, to answer your question, first of all, it's about relationships. We want the sponsors and the partners to have direct relationships with the people who we work with, that are in person on the ground 24 hours a day and or have their teams over there.
One of the things, I'm sorry, Velma, I don't mean to interrupt. We're running a bit out of time here. But one of the things that that I do want to mention very quickly, and you're absolutely correct, it is a team effort, no doubt about it. But there are foundations that are extremely interested in this, not only in the United States but around the world, because water is a major issue. I give you the question of water in Detroit. I give you a question of water in California to talk about our country and specifically, or in the panhandle of Texas specifically. But what you are doing is remarkable, and I want you to keep doing it because I look at this as a boots on the ground, let's get the job done kind of project. I know you do as well.
What is a website that people can tune into for your work?
The nonprofit that's actually housing the funds and sponsors the organizations for their independent projects for each individual country is www.absnetwork.org. And if you'd like to learn more about the technology, it's www.worldwatersolar.com.
Thank you very much, Velma and Ruth. We appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Call Sabatino. This is Smith Sabatino. We're back.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM's Texas Chopper near-death experience seems to have ended. The past weeks have been pretty much uneventful. We're now in the period of rebuilding confidence. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Loyal ABM listeners have heard the biker bemoan his recently rebuilt chopper's roadside problems, referring to this condition as being snake bit. Finally, anti-venom has been applied, and at long last, the 11-year-old aging chop with who knows how many miles is starting every morning and safely bringing the biker home every night. When you've been through something like this, you face a period of healing, not unlike where the love of your life has been unfaithful. The biker is happy to report it's getting better every day. Excuse me, please. Got a ride.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you get out of your comfort zone? Change your pace.
People typically make decisions fast or slow, says Alan Henry at Lifehacker. Switch it up to get out of your comfort zone.
First, if you usually rush to decisions, take your time. Observe the situation and analyze your observations before you decide.
It may feel strange, but you'll find being thorough sometimes has advantages.
Second, if you often delay decisions, make a snap judgment. It'll feel a little scary, but don't research every option. Decide now.
You'll jumpstart projects, learn to trust your judgment, and see there are times when a quick decision works well.
Change your decision-making pace for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.